From the Tech Sideline High Tech Studios in Blacksburg, Virginia, it's Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and this is TSL Today. We hope you enjoy our audio format of TSL Today as we focus on a quick and easy news update on everything Hokie sports for your commute home. I'm your host, Carter Hill, and today we got a Virginia Tech Diamond Sports Roundtable as we talk all things Tech baseball and softball with Raza Umarani and Sam Mostow. That's all coming up next on TSL Today. This episode of TSL Today is brought to you by The Hokie Way. The Hokie Way supports student-athletes in leveraging their name, image, and likeness to amplify the mission of charitable organizations as a way to give back to the community. Your contributions to The Hokie Way support Hokies NIL are tax-deductibles. Visit thehokieway.org to learn more. All right, and with that, gonna have another roundtable discussion here today. Our Virginia Tech baseball beat writer Raza Umarani joins us, and our Virginia Tech softball beat writer Sam Mostow also joins us. Gentlemen, second time we've done this. It's a pleasure as always, so thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us, Carter, and second time's the charm. Third time's the charm. I'm just happy to be up here with you guys. Should be another fun time, Sam.
Second time for me. I'm just glad to be back.
Long time listener, first time caller.
First time call. Yeah, we really wanted to make that joke last time and then totally forgot
to do it. Now, that's why I wanted to specifically mention it. But,
yeah, I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Bye, Raza.
Great start. But no, so a lot to talk about with Virginia Tech baseball and softball. On the baseball side, tough weekend. Series loss to number 7 Duke. But on the softball side, a sweep over Georgia Tech. Sam, that was a nice weekend for the Hokies.
Yeah, it really was. They, across three games this season, this weekend, Virginia Tech scored 14 runs combined in the first innings. They're just hitting very well, and the pitching came together. They've won 9 straight at this point. All the softball team appears to be clicking at the right time.
That was an 8-4 victory for the Hokies on Friday, 10-4 on Saturday, and 11-2 on Sunday. Raza, on the flip side of things, tough series for the baseball team. They were in each and every one of those games, but the bullpen kind of imploded late.
Right. It's not like necessarily the Georgia Tech series the week before where they were just blown out in the Saturday game and then they blew the lead on Sunday. This was a very tightly contested series. Virginia Tech had a lead in each of the games that it lost in the eighth inning or later in both of those games. And obviously on Friday you lose in 11. On Sunday you lose giving up 9 runs in the last 3 innings, which was just didn't bode very well for Virginia Tech. They made some changes with their rotation, as we touched on being a possibility before, with Wyatt Parliament being moved into the bullpen. Jeremy Neff got the start on Friday. Brett Renfro got the start on Saturday. Neff only went 2 innings. He was more of a opener than a starter, so to speak. But both of your quote unquote starters, your regular guys, Brett Renfro and Griffin Stigg, delivered great outings. But the bullpen, Not entirely great. Outside of their relief of Renfro on Saturday, it was just a struggle bus. And, you know, I tweeted this out, but in the last 4 losses, the Saturday and Sunday to Georgia Tech and then the Friday and Sunday against Duke, Virginia Tech's bullpen has pitched 22 and a third innings, given up 34 hits, 29 walks, 41 runs, which just
not ideal.
You're not going to win games like that.
It's not what you want. 9-8 loss on Friday, 2-1 victory on Saturday, and a 13-10 loss on Sunday. With that being said, Raza, how concerned are you about the Hokies bullpen going forward?
Well, John Sheff would tell you he's not concerned. We talked to him about that after the Sunday loss, and you know that's what you expect to hear from the head coach, that he's going to stick with his guys. And to be honest, Carter, there is reason to trust in those guys. Each one of those guys coming out of the bullpen has delivered an outing that is, you know, nothing less than sparkling. And Jordan Little is a guy who had a tough weekend with his relief appearance on Friday and then on Sunday. But this is a guy who was nails in the previous few weeks, where we talked about it the last time I was on here about how great he was. Unfortunately, he blew his first save in the Friday game. Friday was a kind of a lot of first because Jacob Exum also came out of the pen. He hadn't given up a run in the ACC and he gives up 4 in the one inning that he pitches. So it's been a little up and down, but it's almost like a fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me type of deal, right? Because this is becoming a bit of a pattern. We saw it last week at Georgia Tech. We're seeing it now. It is starting to become a little bit of an issue. I would like to remain cautiously optimistic. Sure. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm concerned because I've seen the ups. The downs make you a little more concerned, and they also maybe stand out a little bit more. But I do think that it is a bullpen that has the talent. It just needs to kind of prove itself once again.
Well, it has been a tough 3 weekends for the Hokies. I believe, who was it who said that in the post game the other day?
That was the Mark Berman who brought up that it was three consecutive ACC series losses, obviously at home being swept by Wake Forest, going down, losing 2 of 3 in Atlanta to the Yellow Jackets, and then coming up and losing 2 of 3 to Duke. After Tech had won its first 4 ACC series, by the way. Remember, they got it to the best start in program history, 10-2 in the ACC. Now they're 12-9, which puts them tied for third with Virginia. Now, I do want to mention that they're only 3 games back from first place, and the team that's in first place is next on the schedule. Mm-hmm. So everything is still kind of in front of you. And the team that's in that you're tied with for third place is also on the schedule in front of you in Virginia. So they play North Carolina this weekend. They finish the year at Virginia. So even though this has been a bit of a struggle bus, you still have opportunities to kind of stay alive, keep treading water, and even climb back up in the standings, only 3 games back.
Well, another issue for the Hokies this past weekend, sure, it was the pitching, but they left 38 runners on base in the series loss to the Blue Devils.
Yeah, it left a lot of meat on the bone. This was some numbers I crunched after the game on Sunday went final, and these, honestly, I know the bullpen numbers were a bit staggering, but these numbers are a bit more staggering in my opinion. So with runners on base, Virginia Tech 12 for 68 at the plate. That's 176. With runners in scoring position, 8 for 52. That's 154. With two outs, 4 for 35. That's 114. And with the bases loaded, 1 for 11, which is 0.99. So, or 0.099 rather. If they were hitting 0.99 with the bases loaded, they'd be scoring a lot more runs. And like, and like you mentioned, Carter left 38 guys on base, 18 of which came in the Friday loss, which you, again, because it's not like you're losing by a lot. You lost by 1 on Friday and you lose by 3 on Sunday, but you're ahead for the majority of that game. It's like if you just had a little bit more insurance down the stretch. Virginia Tech was that close to sweeping the number 7 team in the country at home, and that would have done wonders for them. Instead, they lose the series. They drop out of the top 25 for the first time in over a month. They're sitting all the way down at, I believe, 37th in the RPI. So just a really tough series all around with potentially long-term ramifications.
Well, we talked about a couple weeks ago the Hokies having the ability to host, and that seems a little bit out the window for now, but still an opportunity coming up down in Chapel Hill. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But Sam, back to the softball side of things. Michelle Chatville just continues to rake. How about her?
I mean, she just hit her 19th home run of the season. That ties the program record. Keep in mind, there are program record for home runs in a season. I should be more specific. Keep in mind, there are 2 weeks left in the season. She has the chance to absolutely smash that record. She is a true freshman. The record for home runs by a true freshman in a season at Virginia Tech was 15. She, I believe, is leading, or at least pretty close to leading, the ACC in home runs this season. She's been, I mean, we don't know a whole lot about freshmen going into, or might I say, we don't expect a whole lot from freshmen going into their first season, but she has exceeded all expectations.
You know, you look at this Tech team overall, they're now 17-4 in ACC play. They have not lost at home this season, right? They got Virginia coming in tomorrow on Tuesday for actually a non-conference matchup, and then Marshall comes here on Wednesday. We mentioned the RPI a couple weeks ago, and I still need to pull that up, but the Hokies have a real shot to host here, and Sam, with the way they're playing, easily have a shot to win the ACC down in Durham.
Definitely have a shot to win the ACC down in Durham. I'm not sure it's a lock. Right now they are 18th in the country in the RPI. They've fallen a little bit. They're rising a little bit more in the RPI and the other rankings right now. I think if they defeat Virginia on Tuesday, which will not be easy because Virginia took 2 out of 3 from Duke this weekend.
In Durham, by the way,
too. In Durham. One of those games, I believe, the one that Duke won was scoreless into the 12th, and then Duke walked it off. I think if Virginia Tech wins tomorrow, which it beat UVA in Charlottesville last week, I believe, 6-0. It was 6-0. If they win tomorrow, they've got a shot to win out the rest of their season. Depending on how they do in Durham, if they do well enough, I don't see a way they don't host.
I was going to say, because they finish up with the Cavaliers, Marshall. They go to Syracuse, a three-game set, Liberty, and then a doubleheader against Robert Morris. Again, it does depend on how well you do at the ACC tournament. And there are plenty of teams in the ACC that could vie to win that thing, right? I mean, Duke and Clemson have been phenomenal throughout the year. Virginia Tech. Florida State has had a down year to their standards, but they're always dangerous. But I really do think the Hokies have a good shot to host a regional this year.
You say down year by Florida State standards. They're first place in the ACC right now. They're 15-3. Both Duke and Virginia Tech are 17-4. I don't know. Virginia Tech is a shot to host, as a shot to do some damage in Durham, but we just don't really know. Like, you can look at bracketology all you want, but we don't have an idea. I guess we'll know in a couple Sundays from now.
Well, and Raza, back to the baseball side of things, you look at the overall trajectory of this team. You go to Carolina. You have three ACC series left. You go to Carolina, you host Miami, and you go to Virginia. Where do the Hokies currently stand in the postseason picture, in your eyes?
It's still an NCAA tournament team, but, I mean, a few weeks ago we were talking about the potential of them hosting, and then even when they were starting to falter a little bit, that's right, they're still like a top two seed in the country. Now you might be looking at a three seed, and you're still in the meat of your schedule. I mean, you arguably maybe even haven't faced your toughest opponent yet, because the two best teams you've played are both at home. You have to go to Chapel Hill to play for what in my estimation is the best, at least offensive team in the league in North Carolina, who also obviously, like I said, leads the Coastal. But it's kind of the dichotomy of Tech season, right? You started the year, like I said, with those four consecutive ACC series victories. Those were against Louisville, Boston College, Notre Dame, and Pitt. Louisville, BC, and Notre Dame are at the bottom of the Atlantic, and Pitt is at the bottom of the Coastal. But it's actually funny about Notre Dame. I mentioned Virginia Tech is 37th in the RPI. Notre Dame is 38th, right behind them. So it's not even like Virginia Tech has necessarily great metrics to boost their NCAA tournament resume, because they haven't played really anybody in the non-conference. They only have the one ranked win, which was on Saturday against Duke on an error in the bottom of the 11th.
Yeah.
You know, so it's tough to say that, you know, they're not an NCAA tournament team just because of the quality of resume they have put together when they were succeeding early on. But now that they're starting to falter a little bit, the margin of error is decreasing by the second. And it's getting to a point where, I mean, if Tech loses the series at North Carolina and at Virginia, I mean, if you don't at least take a game there, and you have to beat Miami, obviously, but you're going to have to win more than you lose in totality in these last few weeks.
Yeah, you can't get swept down in Chapel Hill or in Charlottesville. Do you expect, you mentioned it, Wyatt Parlament is now out of the rotation. Jeremy Neff started on Friday this past week. Do you expect that to continue going forward?
I'm really not
sure. Brett Renfrew now starting on Saturdays,
yes,
by the way.
I'm not sure. I'll say this, though. Coach Sheff mentioned to us on Saturday that they like the idea of starting Renfrew on Saturday because it gives them a day to see the lineup they're working against. Whereas when you throw him out there on Friday, yeah, you've done your prep and you've done your homework and you've done your scouting, but it's a little different. And Brett Renfrew excelled in his first Saturday start. He threw six innings, gave up one run, had six strikeouts. So I will say that maybe they'd feel comfortable starting Renfrew on Saturday moving forward. That doesn't necessarily mean, though, Carter, that they would bump Parliament back into the rotation and start him on a Friday, because when he came out of the bullpen, he was electric. He came in, stranded the bases loaded on Friday, threw two more innings, didn't give up a base runner, or he gave up just a solo home run, but other than that, didn't allow a base runner. He had something like five or six strikeouts, because when he comes out in a relief role, he can just chuck gas. So instead of throwing 93, 94 with his fastball, he's throwing 96, 97. And that provides you a huge lift, because nobody else on the team is throwing a fastball at that speed. So I do think Parliament could and maybe will stay in a bullpen role. I don't know if it'll be Jeremy Neff starting on Fridays, though. I think we might see different guys opening on Fridays if that continues to be the trajectory. A guy I would look at is maybe a Grant Manning. Neff provides you a good left-handed arm with starting experience. Manning provides you a solid right-handed arm with starting experience. The difference is obviously Manning played at the Division III level before coming to Tech when he was at Chapman, whereas Neff played at the Division I level with Richmond, starting 28 games there in the last 2 years with the Spiders. So it could go in several different ways, but based on, I think, the general success of Renfro on Saturday and Parliament in the bullpen role, that is something that maybe Virginia Tech will lean into in these last few weeks.
Baseball has George Mason coming up on Tuesday. That is at 7 o'clock on the ACC Network Extra before traveling to Chapel Hill. We mentioned softball. Virginia tomorrow at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, ACC Network at 7 p.m. and then Marshall on Wednesday. That is at 5:30 on the ACC Network Extra. Gentlemen, happy Earth Day. Thanks for coming in. This was a great time as always, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love the Earth. Love your mother. You know?
Always great to be here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Also, too, by the way, what's coming up the rest of the way content-wise for both baseball and softball?
No shortage of softball content coming on techsideline.com. We will have game stories from Tuesday and Wednesday and whatever happens this weekend in Syracuse and then on the rest of the season. I mentioned this in the last TSL today. It took me a little longer to write it than I expected to, but I sat down with pitching coach Josh Johnson. Hopefully that'll appear on techsideline.com in the coming days.
The Uge from the baseball side, I'll be at the George Mason contest tomorrow and have a gamer for that. We'll have a North Carolina preview up on Thursday or Friday. And then, very similar to how things were when Tech was on the road at Georgia Tech. Just quick gamers after each of the games in the series down in Chapel Hill. And we'll see if it goes any better for Virginia Tech down in the Tar Heel State than it did in the Peach State. But regardless, you'll have no shortage of coverage on my end.
Well, that's Razu Imrani. That's Sam Mostow. I'm Carter Hill. And that was your Monday installment of TSL Today.